Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, on this Sunday afternoon, May, I don't even know what day it is, 21st, 22nd, what day is it? I'm so confused. I should know this, huh? It's the 22nd. Anyway, I was downstairs doing laundry, and I realized, where are all the towels? And I went into my 18-year-old son's room, and I found literally a room that had imploded on itself. Is that the correct term? There were dirty clothes, most of them towels, scattered throughout the room. Shoes everywhere. Belts, video games, DVDs. I've noticed that my son is very hard on things. I had a dresser that I had when it was the first dresser I ever had, and it had a matching bed frame, which my mother uses because it was a twin bed. And the dresser had the mirror. And yes, it's like, 40 years old. And he broke it. He cracked the drawers and pulled the wood off, and it's all scratched. And I'm thinking, it was one of those things I had intended on handing to my grandchildren down. Now it's just ruined. And he doesn't put the DVDs back in the case, so they're all scratched. I used to have really cool clothes from the 80s. And granted, they're old. I understand that. But I had them, and I gave it... Oh, my God. I can't... Oh, I'm just so irritated now the more I think about it. I had gotten two necklaces. They were like puka shells. I don't know. They were like Panama Jack. Only they were from Mexico. One white and one black. I had them since 1980. And I let him use it. Both of them. I found the little beads, the little puka shells, scattered throughout the entire room on the floor. Like it had literally blown up and went all over this room. This room is in the basement. And it's half of my basement. From one end of the front of the house to the other end. It's a huge room. So yes, I found these little beads everywhere. And then I had this cool red bow tie that I had bought at Hot Topic back in the day when Hot Topics first opened up. I had a clip-on black one and I had a red one. And I found them in his sock drawer along with his Magnum condoms. It was all apart. The whole thing literally was taken apart, unsewn. I don't understand how an individual can destroy things. And it's not like it just happened. He's always been this way. He's taken things apart, but never been able to put them back together. So when he was younger, he would take all the wheels off the Hot Wheels, and then you'd find those, you'd step on them in the carpet, the little metal pieces, the little metal rods, the needles that hold one wheel to the other side of the car. And then you'd step on something else, which was the wheel. Ugh, I'm just so irritated. So I have garbage bags, heavy-duty industrial ones with garbage, water bottles, and just gum wrappers and food wrappers. And there was a turtle down there that is no longer there. I don't know what happened to the turtle. It's gone. It's missing. The refrigerator is in pieces. It's his older sister's refrigerator. It's in pieces with a door on it. But inside, it's... Ugh. Anyway, I had to vent. Why are men disgusting? But not all men. Not all men. Just some. I feel sorry for his wife. My son's future wife. Because this is what she has in store for herself. And with that being said, I hope everybody has a wonderful Sunday. Laterness!